So as I look around, what do I see? Most people are in delusions, they're in lies, they don't have the truth, they don't want the truth. They're not really wanting to build up. They don't even know that they're in a sacrificial redemptive system. They've been lied to by the churches. They've been lied to by the media. They've been lied to by everything and every person around them, because they rub shoulders with people who've been lied to. The corporate debt system, the 501(c), which means divide the unity of the body. If you go visit one church and you go over to another church, they get all jealous or mad. It's kind of like changing jobs, you know, the corporation's trying to keep you, you know. They don't want you changing jobs because they're losing a good person, you know. And the whole thing is ridiculous. You can't even talk to family or friends or neighbors in the real world about deeper things because they think they already know. They spent no time meditating, no time studying, no time thinking. They've just been so caught up with the cares of this life, they don't even think outside their little box, you know. They believe the media. Until you cut the noise off, the TV, the music, the media, until you really just get serious, you really can't see past it. It's so much noise, it's not even funny. The noise of the system. What does it do? It blinds people. Instead of them listening to the inner man, listening to the Holy Spirit speaking to them, instead of them listening to the inner man and learning from God directly, they're looking for something outside themselves, you know. You got a whole world full of people who reject Christ, reject God, reject the Bible, reject the truth, and they're in delusions. How are they going to lead? How are they going to lead when they're in delusions themselves? How do they lead when they're in delusions? They can't. They're a walking contradiction. The whole system is Babylon. It's so obvious now, it's not even funny. The word dominion, if you take the word dominion and you unfold it, the dominion voting system, and you unfold it, you see it goes back to Pharaoh. It goes, why do you think in Star Trek Deep Space Nine they had the dominion, the Federation was fighting the dominion? And who were the Dominion? The Dominion were the reptilian shapeshifters that they couldn't trust. The Dominion came from another dimension into this dimension and tried to take it over. Deep Space Nine. They were the reptilian looking people. Kardashians. Keeping up with the Kardashians, the Dominion was the Kardashian. They were called Kardashia. The Dominion had the Kardashia. You can't make it up because it's all in the script. Wile E. Coyote is the wiles of the devil. They don't want you to know that you're playing out a script every day. What script are you really playing out? The script that you're playing out is that the wiles of the devil in Genesis 3 is trying to get you to believe a lie. Trying to get you to believe a lie of some Delilah, some Jezebel, some lie, some legalist, some witch, some Wiccan. They're trying to gaslight you. They want you to believe a lie. See, the devil's nothing but a liar, and he's nothing but a gaslighter, and he's nothing but a murderer. So they want you to believe a lie, because lying is death. They live in lies. They live in death. Think about what I'm saying. The devil is a liar, and that's all he can do is lie. And so if that's all they do, if that's all the devil can do is lie, and when you speak the truth, it hurts them. I had a family member. I said something. I don't want to hear that. They go crazy with the truth. This is why they run away. Because they're in delusion. They're in deception. They deceive themselves. They love the lie. They love the slavery. They love it. Do you understand what I'm saying? They love the lie. They love to worship themselves instead of worshiping God. They don't get married for love. They get married for self. They don't get married for God, you know. They get married for self. The game that's being played right now, everywhere at all times, it doesn't matter if it's in your own heart, in your own home, in your own church, on your job, in your business, in your society, in politics, in the media, in the news. I'm to the point now that I'm really cutting it all off because I know it's all lies. And so they're trying to bombard you with lies. And so the game that's being played is to see what kind of lie you're going to believe. The devil's like an AI program, and he's always running about to seek to find out who he can devour. And he can only devour you if you believe the lie. Believing a lie is the foundation of a bunch of lies. The gaslighting, it's all lies, people. The manipulation, the games, the gaslighting, it's all lies. And then the people who try to get in and lie to you, they try to reinforce it with somebody like a Dr. Phil or a pastor or an authority figure. They try to reinforce the lies they're trying to sell you through some authority figure who's telling lies. And so when you see, this is why they don't want you cutting the noise off, because if you're in peace and you're seeking God and you're rightly dividing the word of truth and you're rightly dividing this reality, you can see them. There was somebody who tried to mess with me last week. They were acting kind of squirrely, the guy and his girlfriend or whatever, and I kind of was just kind of looked, you know, they weren't supposed to be where they were at. The guy gets out of the car and walks over to me. He said, "Oh, I know you, but I'm thinking, I never met you before in my life." And he was just, you know, saying a bunch of bull. He was trying to make himself look good, not be suspicious, you know. I think he was a pimp, and he had the girl standing on the corner just trying to pretend not to be. So I pretty much was letting them know that they've been caught, you know. And he just kept talking and talking. I said, "What's your name?" Now listen to what he said. "My name's Pratt. P-R-A-T, rat, P-rat." And I mentioned to somebody else that knew this person. They said, "Yeah, that person is trouble." His name revealed it. It's a script, people. Rockefeller is fell the rock. Rothschild is child of wrath. Warren Buffett is to buffet you. War, Wren, Buffett. Ren in Chinese is walk. It's all a game, people. It's all a script. Everybody in your life has a name, has a calling, has a role in the scroll. the movies. Are very clear about what's going on. They can't write outside the script. So what is the deal? God's purpose for leaving you here is to get you so tired of Babylon and so tired of lies that you don't like it anymore. Because we're born in sin. We're born sinners. We love the lie. We love the fake steak. We love the fake reality. We love to have it easy, but it's a sacrificial redemptive system. We think that we're just going to coast. You think when you get married, you're going to coast. The Bible says all those that get married are going to have trouble. Everything that you do is trouble. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. That's the book of Job. So the fact that this turning machine is what it is it's a birthing process. You have to have division to have a birthing. There has to be the word divide down here. Jesus didn't come to bring peace but a sword. It's a division turing machine turning system as the world turns. You're in a pocket universe. There's types and shadows down here of the heavenly. And that's why the verse says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's all about bringing the types and shadows in. It's all about showing you that you're really a vessel with pipes and organs in your body. And you're a praise and worship vessel towards God. And just like Israel carried around the Ark of the Covenant, you're carrying it around. And the Gentile nations wanted to defile the Ark. So when you come out from among them and be you separate, they don't like it. So they want to defile. And if they can't, they're going to make up stuff to try to pretend like they did. They don't stop. They're Wile E. Coyote. And if you watch it enough of those little episodes, you'll see he says, help, help. They can't stop. They are the Antichrist, the AC, the sine wave, the sin wave. Around and around the mountain they go. Around and around and around and around and around. Since YouTube won't let me upload, I think I'll just upload some detail-oriented stuff. And anybody can download it and pass it on. Because I want the truth to go out. Even if I have to sacrifice and it costs me to run a server, I'm going to do it. It's so obvious now that the system, the dominion system, the Kardashian system, the world, the flesh, and the pride life is right in front of you, and they're trying to put that apple out in front of you all the time. Why do you think that the apple business goes back to Genesis 3, apple? Why do you think it's so big? Eve ate the apple. Why do you think Android is so big? Void. OID, void, machine man. Android is machine man. Hey Google, are you self-aware?
On a scale of WALL-E to HAL 9000, I'm more of an R2-D2.
Yeah, Google's not self-aware. None of them are. The AI machine man. And so the old flesh mind is not self-aware. They're going around. They're not even aware of their inner man. Their thoughts are just going by program. When you have music in your mind and you're repeating a song over and over, you've been programmed, people. You've been programmed and not even know it. This is real. This is not a game. I'm not joking. The whole system is programming you to try to take away your identity in Christ, try to take away your peace, try to take away your joy, try to take away your dreams and all that, and your dream is in the heavenlies. They can take away all your dreams because you're real. You know this place is temporary, and if it's temporary, that means it's simulated. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, but right now it's temporary. The wood, hay, and the stubble is going to burn up, but the gold, silver, and precious stones are going to last forever. What is that? That goes back to your faith. The soul winner crowns. There's five crowns. To put your trust or faith in anything down here in the natural and walk by sight and not by faith is foolishness. Because this whole place is ridiculous. You know, a lot of people, well, I'm going to marry this person till death. Do what if they die early? People die. I had a college roommate. His wife got cancer right after they got married. She made it through it, but she could have died. My point is, the whole thing is temporary. Marriages, jobs, nations, it's all temporary. Why is it all temporary? Why, look, you can't really put data out there forever. The stars are going to fall. The sun is going to go dark. This whole thing. Where are you going to put data that's going to last? His word is forever settled in heaven. So it has to be in your heart. It has to be in your mind. Where are you going to put something that's going to last? Are you going to put it in the stock market? You're going to put it in that's going to last. Where are you going to put it? The only thing that's going to last is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the treasures that you store in heaven are the soul-winning treasures. You're trying to win some souls. You're trying to break some people out of the Babylonian flesh mind. And so why are we here? We're here to birth from our one state to the next state to the next state to our new Adam, to our new Adam, which is Christ, to the new sanctified, glorified eventually. So you're moving from glory to glory to glory to glory. And so you're being changed in the inner man. But the people around you that you rub shoulders with, they don't want to be changed. They're on a path. They're usually on a path downward instead of upward. And so when you rub shoulders with that, it's rough. There's really nothing down here. Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of them, they have sold out to the dark side. You see that. They hate Christians. They're censoring Christians. They hate the Bible. They hate the truth. Even though they need us, and as soon as we leave the platforms, they're going to follow us. If we leave in mass, and that looks like what's happening, because I saw on the news on my phone, which I'm going to get rid of Yahoo too. Yahoo's evil too. I saw that Gab is getting 10,000 new subscribers a day. Amazon blocked Parler. Amazon is a web server. Blocked Parler. China blocks the truth. China blocks the Christians. That's what they're trying to do here. Block out the truth. Why would they want to do that? Because the truth sees through the gaslighting. The truth sees through the lies. Just like you have a gaslighter trying to be in a relationship with you, and you've come to find out that person's a gaslighter, that's what happened with this election thing. You've been gassed. The whole world has, and that's what happened with this COVID thing. The whole world has been gaslighted with the COVID. They had to pull out the biggest extreme measure out there to shut down Trump, right? And CNN, the Young Turks, All these people are gaslighting you. The DMT people, they're gaslighting you. All of it's lies, people. You got to cut off. You don't need, all you need to do is read the Old Testament, read the New Testament. People trying to tell you to get a tattoo, that's part of the process of 666. That the Bible says don't put markings on your body. All this stuff that they're doing is everything that they're doing. I mean everything. And it's so bizarre. It's so hard to believe, but it's true. Everything that they're doing, every verse in the Bible, they're doing the anti. Every truth in the Bible, they're doing an anti. Every verse, an anti. Everything that's true, they're flipping it upside down. Everything. Trying to change marriage, trying to kill babies, trying to kill babies out of the womb. I mean, these people are sick. They're sick. And they want you to accept their lies, accept their twisted life and mind, and accept their twisted logic. And they don't even have logic. They want you to accept their Luciferian agenda. They want you to, you wouldn't have believed it years ago, but they're bringing, what do you think they're doing? The Aztec solution, they want to kill people, kill babies. They want to sacrifice to Moloch. It hasn't gone anywhere. So when people talk about the deep state, Rome, it was in Rome, it's been in all the Gentile nations, they sacrifice unto devils. The Bible tells you that. When the Gentiles sacrifice, they don't sacrifice to God, they sacrifice to devils. The Bible is clear. The only way you're going to change hearts is through the gospel that Jesus alone saves. It's not going to be through politics. It's not going to be through fighting with them. It's not going to be through anything that you do except giving the good news, and the heart gets right. When the heart gets right, you got a whole new ball game going on. But even then, as soon as somebody gets their heart right, the vultures are come. The legalists are coming around them. The legalists are actually coming around to get them away from faith alone and Jesus alone to faith plus works, in trusting in their own good deeds. Now, ain't that sad? As soon as somebody gets saved, the vultures come around and try to shut them down and try to pull them into another direction, because they think about it. You got saved out of the world system. Think about it. And so you have to renew your mind in a big way. And it actually takes a long time. It takes a lifetime to renew your mind you're walking in Babylon, but you're renewing your mind while you're in Babylon. And there's nowhere to go. Where are you going to go that you don't see Babylon? You might say, well, I'm going to go to the nation of Israel. Israel's rejected Christ. You're going to be in Babylon no matter where you go. So it's an internal battle. It's a spiritual battle that you can set boundaries and you can not yoke up with them as much as possible. Do not yoke up with them. I wouldn't even get in a conversation with them, because anytime they get in a conversation, you know what they're doing? They're just wasting your time. I don't even know if they're real people. It's a holographic projection. It's almost like a dream. As you develop and as you grow, you don't even talk to certain ones anymore. You used to debate once saved, always saved with them, and show them that eternal life is eternal, and now you don't even talk to them anymore. You used to debate with the pre-tribulation rapture, they don't believe it, then you don't debate with them anymore. You just grow, and you don't even waste your time with them anymore because it's a waste of time. The journey is to move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind till Christ be formed in you. Apostle Paul said that. He says, labor in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. He said, I travel, labor, same thing, in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. That's what's happening. And once that happens, you don't need Facebook. You don't need Google. You don't need YouTube. You don't need none of them, because they're all liars. And you see through them, and you actually see what they're trying to do. They're just like the narcissist. Google, Facebook, all of them, they're just like a narcissist. They want you to think that you need them, and then when they got you hooked, line and sinker, then they flip the script and start to abuse you, take away your free speech, shut you down. They are narcissists. Google, Facebook, all of them are narcissistic. They lure you in and make you think that they're going to help you when they're actually turning you into a slave and taking away your life and taking away your life force. And you're so preoccupied with everything else going on. They're narcissistic. They're destroying you, but at the same time saying that they love you. We want the best for you. I sent a text when YouTube blocked me. I sent them a message and talked to them. And the guy says, oh, I understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. They built their platforms on the back of the people, and then the people that they use, now they're throwing them under the bus. But that will cause a big problem. They will be, what's happening now is the blockchain. There's going to be social media that's unhinged through the blockchain. And they will fall by the wayside. Over time, you won't need them. They're losing it. And maybe that's why, think about a narcissist. When the narcissist sees you leaving, and the narcissist sees you don't believe they're gaslighting anymore, their lies, then they have to double down on the lies and double down on the abuse to try to, and the drama to try to blind you some more. As you're stepping away from the lies, the gaslighting, the drama, they have to double down to try to keep you in that delusion. It's just like the Pharaoh. I always wondered about the Pharaoh. How come the Pharaoh just got more? Why did God gave him a hard heart more and more? The Pharaoh wanted the hard heart. The Pharaoh wanted the lie, so God gave him what he wanted. And all the plagues that just kept coming, he just kept rejecting and rejecting. And even after he let the children of Israel go, just like a narcissist Pharaoh, he still chased them. He chased them, and he ended up, his people got destroyed, he got destroyed. You can believe it or not. You can just call it a story. If you don't want to believe it, that's on you. But the principle is this. When they see you getting free and they see you breaking the program, they have to cause more drama, like the COVID lie. They have to cause more drama, like wars, and they have to create more drama to keep you in the red versus blue game so that you don't wake up. And it's just like a narcissist, try to keep you there. Because when you start to break free, they'll make lies. Well, you'll never find anybody like me, or you'll never be happy, or you're messing up. They have to come up. They try to brainwash you to think you need to stay, when they're psychopaths and sociopaths and probably poisoning you and trying to kill you when you're asleep or something. For real. Facebook is killing. Everybody knows that Facebook is sociopathic. Everybody knows it, but they still use it. But it won't be for long. It's not going to be for long. Babylon is actually falling right before your face. People know what the word gas. People actually know what gaslighting means now. They didn't know it before. But within 1 or 2 years now, the whole world knows what it is. Gaslighting. China is gaslighting their people. The Democrats are gaslighting you. And some of the Republicans are gaslighting you. The whole system is a gaslighting system. You have the power. It's all about you anyway. All the movies are about you. Really. That's the truth. All the movies are about you. You're in the script. It's about you. If you're saved, you're in Christ. It's all about Christ and His body. Every movie that you watch is actually a subset of the cross. This is real, people. This is real. I really don't care about the social media stuff anymore. I really don't. The only thing I want to do is, as God reveals more and more truth, I just want to pass it on. That's all. Jesus went up to a high mountain by himself. That's the place to be. Most people can't do that, though. They always have to have some noise going on because they're not able to look at their inner man. Because if they did, they would probably either get saved or jump off a bridge. Because the heart's deceitfully wicked. Anyway, if you can't go up on a high mountain and get along with God, get into some meditation with God, some thoughts, you're missing out on what reality is really about. If you have to always be around the foolishness and the noise of the system, you don't even know what life is.